Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. How do you make your life more interesting? That's my topic. You know, in the day of the pandemic, when we're all inside and restricted activities and restricted social life, you have to find things that make your life interesting, less boring, less depressed, less alone. So how do you do that? How do you create a formula? How do you create a plan? How do you create a whole system of benefiting yourself by making your life more interesting? And then you will be more interesting, and then you will have a more interesting marriage, you'll have a more interesting family, you'll have a more interesting relationship with whomever you see during the course of the day, work and so on. So here you are, to make your life more interesting. So let me give you a kind of a list of some of the things that people do, that people kind of organize their life differently so that it is interesting to themselves and to others. Okay, here it starts with a list, something like this. Buy something that's unique. Buy something that you can share with your family, with your partner, with your spouse, with a good friend. Buy something that is uniquely available to you and that you would use and that you would bring people into your life. Buy a cribbage board as an example. Buy a chess set as an example. Those are things you can't play alone. So you got to have somebody join you. So you make your life more interesting around an activity such as that. Okay, that's number one. Buy something different and unique. Go somewhere different and unique. You know, you have been all over the place, and you have been all over the country. You've been all over your state. You've been all over your city. Go somewhere where you like to go and go regularly. Just go somewhere. Always go to the same place. If it's an interesting place for you. If there's always new things to do and new things to see and new people to meet, just go back over and over and again. On the other hand, every year, plan to do something uniquely different. Go somewhere uniquely different. Engage in some kind of an activity that's uniquely different. Just do something. Take a class. You know, every year, just kind of bring into your life something unique that you've thought up and that you've always wanted to do, and now here's your chance. Do the same thing every year. Do something different every year. Here's a third idea. Take a class. Take a class in computer skills. Take a class in art. Take a class in exercise. Take a class in cooking. You know, whatever you want to do, take a class. Every year, make sure you take a class somewhere. Adult education. Most schools, districts have adult education programs and all kinds of classes for you. On the other hand, there are many informal classes available that you can take as well. Sometimes they meet twice, sometimes they meet three times, sometimes they meet six times. But take a class where you learn a new skill and you learn a new interest and you develop an interest. Growing plants, maybe in the backyard. And then from there on, you can build your backyard into a plant havery. Okay? So take a class. Here's another point. Make your life interesting. Start a journal. Start making a journal. Start writing your journal. Start making your annual journal. The things that you do every day, the things you do every week, things you do every month, things that happen in your life periodically. Start journaling. Start recording your life experiences. Now, you may do that in such a way that you can generate a book at some point in time. Put it all together and build it together into a little journal book that then you can give to your family or you can give to your friends or just have for yourself. Journal your story. Journal your life story. Journal your family story. Journal the story of the people of your life that's been important to you and the events of your life that have been important to you and the places of your life that have been important to you and the experiences of your life that have been important to you, good or bad. Start a journal. Just start building a storyline of your life. Here's another point. Start a mini vacation. Start a mini vacation every single year. Find some place that you'd like to go and then go there. And then at the end of the day or week or month that you've been there, book again for the next year. Go again. At the end of that time, book again. And make that your annual vacation place. Maybe you only do it for 3 days. Maybe you do it for 5 days. You know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Find a place that you'd like to go regularly and just keep repeating yourself going there over and over again. And you will find yourself becoming part of that community, becoming part of that part of the world and part of the stores and the shops and the restaurants and so on of that particular area. And you'll feel like you fit. So start a mini vacation plan and a program and a sequence of events. Find that place that you'd like to go and then go. Go yourself, go with your family, go with your spouse, go with a friend, you know, whatever. But make sure your life gets enriched by where you go and you spend time. So what I say to you is this. There are ways that you can make your life interesting. I've given you a few. You can come up with other ones. You don't need to live a life that's uninteresting. You don't need to live a life that's boring. You don't need a life you live a life that's depressing. You don't need to live a life that's full of anxiety. You don't need a life of just seclusion or aloneness. You don't need to live that way. You can be creative and change your life experience, change your life tune, change your life situation, the people in your life, meet new people, bring new experiences in your life, go to new places, and just start building a new storyline for your life. You know, that way you make your life interesting. And as a result of that, you will make the life of other people interesting as well. Your family, start there. Your marriage, start there. Your neighbors, start there. Your extended family, start there. The people at work, you work with, start there. Bring new experiences to the conversation when you come back so that you generate a sense of interest in the other people so they'll do something similar to you and follow your example and make their life interesting as well. So, good for you, it's good for others. Particularly, it's good for your marriage, good for your family life. So there you are. Make your life more interesting than it is currently and than it's been recently. Start the path of doing things. It's the old adage. If you want to feel the proper emotion, you must first do the proper motion. So there you are. That's the teaching point. Start with an activity, and then you'll start to feel the emotions of that activity and enrich your life and enrich the people around you. It starts with you and will go outward to other people as well. Learn from others. Let them learn from you. Hey, nice to have you with me today on the podcast, and bye for now.